All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, don't look now, but the Cleveland Indians right now appear to be the team to beat in the American League. Now, at Major League Baseball's All-Star break, the Tribe was just 46-41, and they were looking up in the standings in the American League Central to the Minnesota Twins. However, since then, Cleveland is 29-15, and now they have a 7-game lead over the Twins in the AL Central, as this team is really beginning to live up to its potential. Cleveland is currently on a 7-game winning streak, which included sweeping a doubleheader on the road yesterday against the New York Yankees. And you look at manager Terry Francona, of course, he had his own illness that he was dealing with this year, and he is back in the clubhouse for this team, which is a big boost. You look at the starting pitching for the Cleveland Indians, and you look at Corey Kluber, who is once again in the mix to win the American League Cy Young Award. And if he did that, it would be the second time that he took home the hardware. You also have Carlos Carrasco as well as Trevor Bauer in that starting rotation that are key contributors. You look at the bullpen. Andrew Miller, of course, is out right now as he is recovering from the knee injury. And due to the fact that the Tribe are on a roll, they really don't have to rush him back. But you still have Cody Allen and Brian Shaw. And then you look at this lineup, and this is a very balanced team with the likes of Francisco Lindor, Carlos Santana, Jay Bruce, who the Indians recently picked up from the New York Mets, Jose Ramirez, Austin Jackson, which was another key pickup, and then, of course, the big-time free agency signing of designated hitter Edwin Encarnacion from the Toronto Blue Jays. You look at this Indians team, they have a very manageable schedule coming down the stretch. They're off today, but they have a 3-game set over the weekend. Oh, pardon me, a 4-game set over the weekend with the Detroit Tigers on the road. And then they'll be in Chicago to take on the White Sox for four. And then they'll be back home for a series with the Baltimore Orioles. But you look outside of the series with the Baltimore Orioles, right now there aren't too many hot teams that the Indians have to worry about on their schedule. And you look at Cleveland, I think not only are they going to win the American League Central, but you look at the way things are shaping up right now, the Indians have a very good shot to finish with the best record in the American League for the second consecutive year. Right now, Cleveland is just 3 games behind the Houston Astros for the best record in the American League. And of course, the Astros got off to that real hot start. They started to falter. And, you know, right now, Houston is playing with heavy hearts as they're currently, you know, playing in Tampa, like as far as their home games go, due to the fact that, you know, all of the devastation that has gone on with Hurricane Harvey down there in that region. So, you know, it's really tough for the Astros right now. And on the flip side, you look at an Indians team, they are very hot. This is the time of the year where teams want to be playing their best baseball. I mean, September is basically here. And it's a situation, if you're the Indians, you just want to hope that, you know, you don't cool down between now and October, and you have the opportunity to keep that momentum going to propel you to even bigger things in October. Now, this was an Indians team that looked good last year. They had a 3-1 lead on the Chicago Cubs in the World Series before everything came apart. And I'll give credit where credit is due for Terry Francona, as he has gone out there and he has kept this team level-headed, and the Indians actually found a way to get better from last season, and it is showing right now. So right now, Cleveland looks like they're going to have their second consecutive American League Central title, but I think bigger things could be on the horizon for this team come October. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.